name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. May God's grace, mercy, and blessing be upon us all. Amen. Today is the fourth Sunday of the first month of the Coptic year, the month of Tut. And the theme of this month is the love of God the Father. The love of God the Father. So you notice that the four Sundays of the month of Tut, they speak to us about the love of God. The first Sunday was about St. John the Baptist, and we said that St. John means the compassion of God. And the second Sunday was instructions to love God with all our hearts, with all our minds, with all our souls. And the third Sunday last week was the story of Zacchaeus. And today is the story of the woman who is a sinner. You'll also notice that the four Sundays of the first month, the gospel reading is from St. Luke. All the four Sundays are from St. Luke. When we look at the Gospel of St. Luke, we begin to realize that the Gospel was written to the Gentiles, to those who became Christian from either Greek or Roman background. So his audience was those people. It wasn't to the Jews, it wasn't to the Israelites or the chosen people of God, but it was the people that came to God from Gentile background, from the Romans or from the Greeks who had no God, who had no Yahweh as their father. They were worshiping idols. So he always highlights those who are marginalized in our society, those who are sinners or those who are looked at as second-rate citizens. So you'll see always in the Gospel of St. Luke the story of the prodigal son or the Good Samaritan or the woman who is a sinner. All those come in the Gospel of St. Luke because of this intention. He wanted to show that Christ came for all of mankind. He didn't just come to the chosen house of Israel. And that's why there is a genealogy in the book of Luke. You'll notice that his genealogy goes all the way back to Adam. It doesn't stop at Abraham, but it goes to Adam, and then it goes Adam, son of God, to show that all humanity came from God and Christ came for all of humans. In contrast with the Gospel of St. Matthew, his main focus was to the Jewish nation, so his genealogy of Christ goes back to Abraham to show that Christ came to the Jews or had the Jews in mind, but St. Luke's main focus was to show that Christ came to the entire human race and we are all sons and daughters of Adam and Eve. So today's gospel is about the woman who was a sinner who came to the house of Simon the Pharisee. And we read this gospel in the Agbaya in the second watch of the midnight prayer. Every day in the Agbaya, this gospel is being read. There's a couple things to notice here. The first thing is, this is a story of repentance, and yet there's not a word that was said from the sinner woman. She's a woman who's a sinner who is known. It says a woman in the city who was a sinner. She was known to be a sinner by the standards of people. There's two standards here. There's standards of Christ and the standards of people. By the standards of people, she was a sinner. A woman in the city. She doesn't belong to us. She belongs to the city. She was a sinner. When she knew that Jesus sat at the table of the Pharisee's house, a Pharisee is someone who's an expert in the law. So by today's definition, we can say a really religious person who was supposed to be, more tolerable to others. But he was a Pharisee, he was an expert of the law, he was expert in purification and cleanliness and uncleanliness. And yet he saw this woman who was a sinner. And it's interesting to note that St. Luke, at the beginning, he said she was a sinner, as if that she is no longer a sinner, but she hasn't done anything yet. It says a woman in the city who was a sinner, as if it's the past. It's not in the present or in her future. And when she came down, all we see is that she began to wash Jesus' feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head, and she kissed his feet and anointed them with the fragrant oil. She didn't say one word. She didn't say, "Christ, forgive me." She didn't say, "I'm sorry for my sins." She didn't speak a single word, but her actions reveal her repentance. Her actions revealed her repentance. And that's all Christ wants from all of us, is repentance is not just to say, "I'm sorry." It's not just to say, "Forgive me, Lord," but to show by our actions that we are repentant. And then the Pharisee, who was supposed to be this religious person, he said in his mind, "This man, if he were a prophet, would know who and what manner of woman this is who is touching him, for she is a sinner." And this is the contrast. He thinks that she is still a sinner, but yet at the beginning of the passage, St. Luke says, this woman was a sinner. So in his mind, by human standards, she's a sinner. but by Christ, by the spiritual standard, she's done. She's no longer a sinner, even though she hasn't said anything. And at the beginning, she hasn't even done anything yet. So St. Luke says, a woman in the city who was a sinner, but this Pharisee, this religious person, still considers her to be a sinner, and not even that. So he's judging her, and he's judging Christ. He says, if this man was a prophet, he would know who and what manner of woman this is who is touching him, for she's a sinner. She's unclean. How can this rabbi, this teacher, let this unclean person touch him? And this is the focus of the gospel, is do we focus on God's love to others and to myself, or do we focus on each other and we judge each other, and in turn we actually judge Christ himself? And then Christ gives him this parable, a man who had two debtors, one owed 500 denarii and one owed 50, and when they had nothing with which to repay, he freely forgave them both. I mean, Christ forgives everybody, those who owe a lot and those who don't owe as much. And to put this in context, one denarius is one day's wage. So somebody who owes 50 denarii is like he owes about a month and a half of wages. And the one that owes 500 is one that owes about a year and a half of wages. So he's saying, as if this woman owed me a year and a half of wages and I forgave her, and you owed me a month and a half and I forgave. So he's saying that he who has more, that owes more and is forgiven, will love more. So if we feel that we have wronged God in many things and that God has forgiven us, this will help grow our love for God and in turn grow our love for each other. And then he said to him, you're a Pharisee, you're this religious person, and yet you didn't do the custom of a guest coming to your house. He said, I entered your house, you gave me no water for my feet, but she washed my feet with her tears. He said, you're supposed to be this religious person, this church goer, this deacon, this priest, whatever you might be, and yet you didn't even do the minimum requirements for a guest. But this woman who doesn't fit your standard of being a good person, you still called her a sinner. As soon as she came in, she washed my feet and with her tears, and she wiped with her hair the hair of her head. And this is to show her humility. Her humility. St. Paul talks about the glory of a woman is in her hair. And this is in the Corinthians when he says a woman should cover her hair in front of God to humble herself in front of God. So for a woman to bow down and wash a man's feet with her hair, knowing that the hair of a woman is the glory, is her glory, is to show humility. And that's all Christ wants from us. He doesn't want us to even say a word. She just came, she humbled herself with all her glory, everything, the biggest pride that she has in her life, or the one that she's, you know, most proud of, her hair, and she bowed down and she wiped his feet with her hair. So when we come to Christ in humility, with a true repentant heart, we don't even need to say a word. He knows my intentions, he knows my heart, and he said to her, your sins are forgiven. He didn't say, tell me what sins you've made, tell me if your life now is good, tell me what if you've forgotten everything in the past and you moved on a different path. He said, no, your sins are forgiven. So the path to God for repentance is very easy. We have to humble ourselves with our actions, and our heart has to be with Christ. And then, of course, those who sat at the table began to say to themselves, who is this who even forgives sins? Of course, those who are at the table were also these religious people, because a Pharisee would not invite others, but he would invite these other Pharisees. So they were asking, who is this man who saves, who forgives sins? And he said, your faith has saved you because she loved much. He said, for I say to you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven. So he knows, Christ knows. He said, I know she's a sinner. I know she has a lot of sins. And therefore, her sins, which are many, I know there are many. You don't have to tell me that she's a sinner. I know she's a sinner. I know she has many sins. But she has loved much, therefore her sins are forgiven. She's no longer a sinner. You think she's still a sinner? You called her this woman who's a sinner. But at the beginning of the passage, we said she was a sinner. She was done the life of sin, but she is now forgiven because she loved much. And the key message, if we take anything out of this gospel, is the more we love, the less we judge. The more we love, the less we judge. But when we love God more and more and realize that he has forgiven us this, you know, this year and a half worth of wages, a loan that we couldn't repay. He has forgiven us. And when we look at each other, we will judge less and we will comfort each other with this love that we feel in our hearts. That's why in the epistle of St. Paul to the Corinthians, in today's reading from the second epistle to the Corinthians, he says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble." So that's the message. If we love each other and we love God, we keep loving and increasing in our love to God, this love will make us love Him more and comfort each other and judge each other less. Instead of looking at each other and saying, "She's a sinner, he's a sinner, how can God accept him?" Instead, they say, "Because I love God so much, I love His children, then everybody who comes back to Christ, whether I think they're a sinner, whether I think they're undeserving or not, Christ accepts them with open arms. So the least I can do is also accept them with open arms. And to God be the glory forever and ever. Amen."
بسم الله يا بولي ابن روح قدس للوحد أمين حرمت رحمته بركة من الآن والأبد أمين. إنجيل معلمنا لوقا البشير الإصحاح السابع من آية 36 ل 50 يتكلم في هذا الإنجيل عن مقابلة ومفارقة بين إنسان متدين فريسي ملتزم جدا متدين جدا يعشر حتى الكمون والشبت والنعناع، وبين امرأة كانت خاطئة يعني تابت كانت خاطئة. وفي الوسط المسيح الذي يفحص القلوب ويختبر الكلى ويعرف سرائر الناس ويعرف حركات القلب من الداخل. أول حاجة سأله واحد من الفريسيين أن يأكل معه فعزمه. ما عزموش عشان بيحب المسيح، ولكن عشان يبقى شوف، يعني أنا بعزم المسيح عنده اللي الناس كلها بتمشي وراه واللي شبع الجموع، أنا باجي هأكله عندي في بيتي. مش محبة في المسيح ولكن محبة لذاته عشان يظهر نفسه أنه هو يعني إيه رجل مضياف وراجل يعرف الواجب. كتير قوي احنا بنعمل كده، ان احنا نتعامل مع المسيح من الخارج عشان مش بنحب المسيح، لا عشان بنحب انفسنا ونظر ان احنا بنحب المسيح. فباجي الكنيسة عشان ابقى احس قدام نفسي ان راجل متدين او امرأة متدينة، والناس تشوفني كده انا اشوف نفسي برضي عن نفسي، مش جاي عشان المسيح اساسا. فاجي احضر القداس واسمع للوعظة واتناول ممكن واخرج زي ما دخلت، لان عملت بس منظر يرضيني ويرضي الناس وخلاص. الفريسي عمل كده، والدليل على كده انه قعد يدين في المسيح لما المراه الخاطئه دي جات من ورائه عند رجليه باكيه وبتلت تبل بقدمي دموعها تمسحهم بشعر راسها وتكب عليهم الطيب. قعد يدين المسيح اولا، دان المراه دي انها امراه خاطئه. ازاي ده وهو بيقول ان هو يعني نبي وراجل بتاع ربنا انه يجعل مثل هذه المراه تلمسه؟ في الانجيل بتاع عشية امبارح شفنا المسيح جه واحد من رئيس مجمع، ممكن يكون كان من فريسيين او من صدقيين او كاهن، يعني راجل ذو رئيس مجمع يهودي، وجاء عند المسيح قال له: "ابنتي الآن ماتت، تعال وضع يدك عليها فتحيا." إيمان جميل ورائع لذيذ. فالمسيح هو ماشي معاه جات واحدة امرأة نجسة بحسب الطقس، نازفة الدم 12 سنة يعني نجسة ممنوعة تلمس أي حد، ولا تلمس أي حاجة، أي حاجة تلمسها تتنجس. ده الطقس والشريعة زمان كده. فجاءت من وراء عند رجليه باكية، دي المرأة بتاعت النهاردة، والست دي جت من وراء برضو قالت إيه، لو لمست ثوب ثوبه أشفى، فلمست ثوب ثوبه فبرئت، برئت من نجاستها. وهذه المرأة أيضا جاءت من ورائه ما لمستش بقى ثوبه، لا دي مسكت رجليه وبكت عليها كتير قوي وسكبت الطيب ومسحتهم شعر رأسها. فلما تلامست مع المسيح برئت من خطاياها كلها. لا مغفورة لك خطاياك، اذهبي بسلام. وزي المرأة النازفة الدم قال لها إيمانك قد خلصك، خلاص روحي اذهبي بسلام. ده بيورينا أحبائي أن مش لازم يبقى لنا المنظر والشكل ونكتفي بهما من بره. ده ما بيخلش على المسيح لأنه بيبص للقلب. يا ابني أعطيني قلبك، مش هيبص أنا شكلي من بره، بعمل من بره، بوري الناس إيه، بوري نفسي إيه، بوري اعترافي إيه، مش مهم. لكن بوري المسيح إيه، بوري حبي ليه هو. أحبك يا رب يا قوتي، لا بحب الناس يعني عشان أوريهم، ولا بحب نفسي ولا بحب ذاتي، لا أحبك يا رب. ولما أحبك هعرف أحب الناس وأحب نفسي صح، وأحب حتى أعدائي. المسيح أقام ابنة ييروس امبارح من الموت، والنهاردة في الإبراكسيس شفنا بطرس قوم طبيثة من الموت. وبعدين بيجي الكنيسة تحط لنا الإنجيل ده، المسيح أقام إيه، إنسانة من موت الخطية، من موت الخطية، لأن أجرة الخطية موت. ابنة ييروس ماتت بعد كده، يعني أول المسيح وبعدين ما عاشتش فور إيفر، يعني الجسد بيخف أو يقوم من الموت، بس ممكن يموت تاني. لازر مات تاني، طبيصة مات التاني، لكن الست ديت، المرأة ديت، مغفولك خطاياك، يعني المسيح شال سبب الموت، أجرة الخطية موت. طب لما شيل الخطية بقاش في موت، طبعا هي الموت الأبدي والموت الأدبي. فيا أحبائي لابد أن نشفى من خطايانا حينما نتلامس مع المسيح بتوبة حقيقية وبانسكاب قلبي ودموع. والآباء قالوا طبعا المعمودية ما بتتكررش، لكن دموع التوبة دي بتعتبر تجديد للمعمودية، تجديد لمياه المعمودية. عشان كده الكنيسة حطت الإنجيل ده في صلاة الخدمة الثانية من نصف الليل، والقطعة تقول أعطني يا رب يا نبي دموع كثيرة كما أعطيت منذ قديم للمرأة خاطئة. تقول طب أنا ما عنديش دموع، بصلي وبتاع، يعني حتى لو عملت خطيئة أقول له أخطيت خلاص كده وعيني ناشفة مفيش حاجة. محتاجين دموع دي نحس بحب المسيح ونحس بغفران المسيح. قال اللي يغفر له كثيرا يحب كثيرا. ولما أحب المسيح مظبوط وحس بحبه دموعي لا تتوقف. كل ما أقرب كده وأقول له رب ما استحقش حبك، وبتحبني وأنا خاطي وأنا وحش وأنا. فكل ما الإنسان يحس أدي ربنا بيغفر له، أدي ربنا غفر له، أدي ربنا بيقبله، هيحب ربنا. لما حبيتنا قليل ربنا، لأن شعورنا بالغفران قليل. حتى المسيح القانون ده قال الذي يغفر له كثير يحبه كثير، واللي يغفر له قليل يحبه قليل. وبعدين ادى المثل ده سيد المسيح لما قعد هذا الفريسي يدين المسيح في فكره. المسيح رد عليه، عرف افكاره يعني، قال له يا سمعان، نعم يا رب. قال له عندي كلام اقوله. قال له اتفضل. قال له كان في واحد عليه 500 دينار وواحد على 50 دينار، الواحد غني كده، وإذ لم يكن لهما ما يوفيان. للي عنده 50 قادر يوفي، واللي عنده 500 قادر يوفي. بمعنى إن ده مديون وده مديون، بس ده مديون ب 500 بس اسمه مديون. البنوك هنا لو في حاجة عليك ولو دولار ولا سنتس يفضلوا لك ابعت وفل عليك 50 سنت يبعتوا لك 50 جواب بس عشان لازم انت مديون امام البنك مديون بخمسين سنت يا سلام فبيفكرنا كده اني لم يكن لهما ما يفيان ده مديون وده مديون فمفيش واحد يقول لي خطيئتي اقل من خطيئه اخويا اسمها خطيه يعني موت اجرة خطيئه موت يعني ايه كذبه يعني ايه كذبه قال لك كل من يعمل كل من يحب ويعمل كذبا في البحيره المتقدر الكذب اي يعني بشتم العيال بشتم مراتي بشتم جوزي بشتم شتايم كده يعني تعودنا عليه قالك الشتامين مش هيدخل ملكوت السماوات انا يعني احيانا وبشرب كده وبتاع وبقى في مثلا حفله بتاع وبعدين احيانا بسكر قال ولا السكيرون يدخلوا ملكوت السماوات ايه ده معقول دي حاجات بسيطه كده وبتاع لا مش بسيطه الخطيه خطيه ووجه الخطيه موت ولما نحس بقد ايه ربنا بيغفر لنا كتير قوي قوي مديونين بكتير قوي قوي ربنا وربنا بيسامحنا ويغفر لنا ويجي وناخد جسد ودمه لمغفره الخطايا وحياه ابديه هنقدر نحبه لما نقدر نحبه مش هنطيق ان احنا نخطئ اليه فنقدم التوبه ولما نقدم التوبه هيقول مغفور لك خطاياك مغفور لك خطاياك اذهبي بسلام لإله المجد الدائم من الان والابد امين.